Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, a friendly neighborhood guide to living a little more stoic and a whole lot more intentional. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like your mind is constantly bouncing between yesterday's worries and tomorrow's to-dos, missing out on the beauty of right now? Welcome to another episode of Everyday Stoicism, where we break down these ancient wisdom nuggets and turn them into real-life superpowers. Today, we're diving deep into the art of being present in every situation because let's face it, life is happening right here, right now, not somewhere else, sometime later. So, what does it mean to truly be present? It's more than just sitting cross-legged and meditating, though that helps. Being present is about actively engaging with your current experience, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, savoring that first sip of coffee, really listening to the person across from you. It's about tuning out the mental chatter and allowing yourself to fully inhabit this moment. Here's the deal. Living in the present doesn't mean ignoring the past or future. It means acknowledging them without letting them hijack your current experience. Think of it like this. The past is a story you've already written, and the future is a book you haven't started yet. Right now, you're living in the middle chapter, the only one that truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of presence. 1. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't some mystical concept. It's simply paying attention to what's happening right now without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or observing the world around you with fresh eyes. 2. Embrace the now mentality. Train yourself to think less about what should be happening and more about what is happening. When you catch yourself dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Ask yourself, what can I do right now to make this moment better? 3. Engage all your senses. Sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, our senses are incredible tools for grounding us in the present. Take a walk and notice the vibrant colors, the chirping of birds, the scent of blooming flowers. Really savor that delicious meal, the textures, the flavors, the aromas. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can instantly change your perspective and bring you into the present moment. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. 5. Disconnect from distractions. Our smartphones and social media are designed to steal our attention. Make a conscious effort to put away your devices when you need to focus on being present during meals, conversations, or simply enjoying a moment of peace. Ever feel like you're rushing through life, constantly chasing the next thing? You know that feeling when you're at dinner with friends and find yourself scrolling through your phone instead of truly connecting? Let me share a real-life example. Last week, I was on a hike in the mountains. The air was crisp, the leaves were turning golden, and there was this incredible sense of peace all around. But then, I caught myself reaching for my phone to check emails and social media. It felt like a rude awakening here. I was surrounded by this breathtaking beauty, yet I was still mentally stuck in my inbox. So, I took a deep breath, put the phone away, and fully immersed myself in the experience. I listened to the birds chirping, felt the sun warming my skin, and marveled at the towering trees. It was like a switch flip. Suddenly, the world felt alive and vibrant again. Being present isn't always easy. Our minds are wired to wander, and there are always distractions vying for our attention. But by practicing mindfulness, embracing the now mentality, engaging our senses, cultivating gratitude, and disconnecting from distractions, we can train ourselves to live more fully in each moment. Remember, life is happening right now, don't miss out on it. Make a conscious effort to be present today, and I guarantee you'll feel the difference. Want to level up your presence game? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder to savor the moment. Leave us a review to let us know what you think and join the conversation on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep it present.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.